could I ask you a question?
Certainly.
What did you just hit me with?
It was that old record player, son. I'm sorry. That's the best it sounded in years.
Well, I admit it was in bad shape, Pop, but at least it played.
Well, not as good as our new stereo.
Wait a second. We can't afford a new stereo.
Can't what?
I said we can't afford a new stereo.
That's why I'm stealing one. See, that's what Honest Al said on TV. His stereo special is a steal at $19.95 a month.
For how many months?
48 months.
48 months? Pop, that's 4 years. You're paying more for the interest than you will for the stereo.
Honest Al wouldn't rip nobody off.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you see, I really got to know him today because he came on TV 32 times during the movie matinee.
Oh, right.
It was a great picture, too, son. Gort fights a giant Cyclops.
Right.
See, as Cyclops was losing, he cried. Tears fell in the Pacific Ocean and caused a tidal wave in El Segundo.
Would you stop that?
Anyway, I call Honest Al, and he's on his way over here.
Honest Al? Pop, with a name like Honest Al, he couldn't possibly be honest.
Why not? Tricky Dicky was tricky. I get that. You don't have to bother. I get that myself.
I.
You Honest Al?
Honest Hank of Honest Al's.
Honest?
Honest.
But where's Honest Al?
He's in court. I think you're making a fine choice, Mr. Sanford.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's not making any choice. I am.
You want to buy a stereo?
I happen to be a great music lover.
Can you still hear well enough to appreciate fine music, old man?
Can you still see well enough, youngster, to duck some of these?
Hey, Pop, dig yourself.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sanford. It's just that most of our customers are younger. What kind of stereo were you interested in?
The one Honest Al talked about on TV, the Quasimodo.
Oh, you mean the Quadrasonic.
Yeah, that one too.
Oh, our Quadrasonic sells for $475 without tax.
Honest Al said it was $19.95 a month.
He wants to buy it on time.
That's not possible.
Why not?
4 years is a long time. And when a man reaches your age, Mr. Sanford, you'll never know when he'll be calling.
If you don't sell me that stereo on time, he might be calling you sooner than you think.
Look, it's not up to me. It's company policy. We don't sell on time to anyone over 65.
Who said I was 65? I'm 47.
Uh-huh. And how old is your son?
He just had his sweet 16 party.
Huh. He did?
Yeah, at Manny's Menudo Manor on Manchester. Yeah, see, we Sanfords have always looked somewhat old for our age. Excuse me. Just like Esther has always looked somewhat ugly for her age.
Watch it, sucker. Hello, Lamont.
Oh, hi, Aunt Esther.
We were having a bake sale at the church, and I know how much you like sweet potato pie.
Oh, hey, thank you, Aunt Esther. It was awfully nice of you to think of me.
Mrs. Anderson?
Honest Hank, how are you?
Fine.
You mean you two know each other?
Oh, I bought a stereo from Hank a few weeks ago. For only $19.95 mm-hmm. a month.
Well, why'd you sell her one and sell me one?
Well, Mrs. Anderson isn't old.
No, she's just ugly.
How dare you call me ugly?
I dare not call you anything else but ugly. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Fred Sanford, you are an evil man, and someday you're going to pay.
I'm paying now just by looking at you. Don't you see, Hank? Ugly people are as much a bigger risk as old people. Like, any time now, a policeman might mistake Esther for a Bigfoot and shoot her on sight. Now, what about my stereo, Hank?
As I said earlier, Mr. Sanford, you're too old. But your son can sign for it.
Oh, hey, no way, baby. I'm not going to get ripped off by them charges. I'm surprised you bought one of them stereos on time, Aunt Esther.
Well, it was the only way I could afford one, Lamont. And it does work well.
Of course. At Honest Al's, we sell the best for the least.
Wouldn't sell me one, but you sold one to the beast.
Well, I gotta run. Let me know if you change your mind.
How'd you like me to change your face?
Good day.
Not selling me one just because I'm old. I feel useless and worthless.
Well, I think I better be running along, too. Goodbye, Lamont.
Goodbye, Aunt Esther.
Goodbye, Gramps.
Back to your cave, Bat.
Why, you old miserable, gray-headed, fish-eyed fool.
What kind of world is this, son? Ugly is good and old is bad.
Hey, come on, Pop, you're not old. You still got a lot of productive years in front of you.
Yeah, well, if you're what comes out of my assembly line, I'm closing down production. Not easy being an old man in a young world.
I know, Pop. Unfortunately, our society is youth-oriented.
Yeah, see, the only time you see old people in TV is in laxative and denture commercials. The whole world must think that everyone over 65 years old ain't got no teeth and they're constipated.
You know, Pop, if you're really angry with this guy, Honest Al, there's something that you can do about it. I mean, there's a group of senior citizens that fight against discrimination of the elderly. And they call themselves the Gray Foxes. I read about them in Jet.
Well, can they get me the stereo?
I don't know, but we could call them up and find out. They should be listed in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, well, look in the Yellow Pages under old. And let your fingers do the creeping.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. The number is 555-6245.
Yeah, if that's the guy's stereo, then I should get one, too. Hello, Gray Foxes. I said Gray Foxes. This is Fred G. Sanford. The G stands for growing old. Yeah, I like to speak to the head fox. Not red fox, head fox. You know, the old guy in charge. Yeah, well, wake him up. The gray foxes should be here any minute, Bubba.
Oh? Well, maybe I better go in, Fred.
Why?
Well, I heard that if you stay around real old people, you start getting older yourself.
Oh, that's crazy, Bubba. Excuse me. But I hope it doesn't work for real ugly people, because I've been around Esther a long time.
Are you Fred Sanford?
Yeah. Who are y'all, Tony Orlando in Twilight?
I'm Clarence Richardson, and these are Steve and sister, Millie and Rose.
You're a good-looking young man.
Back off me, Wrinkle. Go over there and meet my friend Bubba. Please.
Hi.
We're pleased that you want to join the Gray Foxes, Fred.
Yeah, I see a lot of gray, but where the foxes?
We need a strong young man to show the world that the elderly won't be pushed around anymore. Power to the foxes!
How about you, Bubba? You want to join?
No, thanks. Fred, they've been here only a few minutes. And my teeth are starting to get loose already.
It's good to find a man like you, Fred.
You can say that again. He's cute.
A man who's willing to fight for his principles. A man with determination.
A man who wants the stereo.
A man who's getting older by the minute.
You believe in action, Fred.
Not with you, Paladin Puss.
I have to leave. Even my blood is starting to get tired.
Won't you sit down?
Like you said on the phone, Fred, we're not gonna let Honest Al deprive us of our rights.
Well, we ought to do something about it. Power to the foxes!
We believe in peaceful political action.
You are absolutely right. Let's bomb the place.
You can't do that.
That's clear thinking, Fred.
If we bombed the place, my stereo would be destroyed.
Well, Millie gets carried away sometimes.
How else is she gonna move?
There's a lot of stores that won't give credit to old people.
Well, then we should pick at Honest Al's tomorrow.
Right on!
And you should lead, Fred, to celebrate your first protest.
Fidel Sanford, leader of the people.
You can lead me anywhere.
How about out to pasture?
2, 3, 4, up. 2, 3, 4, up. 2, 3, 4. All right. Attention and fall in. We ready, Fred.
All right. Straighten up that line. You have to look meaner. Yeah, you fine, Millie.
Hey, you're a real revolutionary, Fred.
That's Fred G. Sanford, Bubba. The G stands for Generalissimo.
Well, you know,
I like to keep my forces in line.
Yeah, well, you need to be strict to move an army.
That's to move most armies. To move this army, I need Jared Dog.
2, 3, 4.
Honest Al is no one's pair.
It's almost time to enter the field of battle.
Power to the foxes!
Make sure you take everything. Take the pickets, the signs, the oxygen tents. Take your suppose. But most important thing not to forget, the closest toilet is across the street of the gas station. Now, one more time. Up! 2, 3, 4.
Up! 2, 3, 4.
Power to the foxes! Power to the foxes!
What is going on in here?
History's in the making, son.
Yeah, he's leading a revolution.
Yeah, and when I'm finished, senior citizens will have the right to be ripped off on credit just the same as anybody else. I'll have my stereo.
Hoff, you mean to tell me these people are going to picket Honest Al's?
Honest Al's no one's pal. Honest Al's no one's pal.
Hoff, you've gone too far.
No, I haven't. Honest Al is only a few blocks down the street. Foxes, move out!
Greg, all the way! Ray, all the way.
Hey, be careful out there, Pop. Just be careful.
I'll keep an eye on him.
You can do it, Jamon, with your eye. Just keep your hand off me.
Power to the foxes.
Pop should have been home a long time ago, Bubba. I'm worried.
There's nothing to worry about, Lamont.
Get that for me, Bubba, because I'm too nervous. Who is it?
Hello.
Who is it?
Smitty? It's Smitty, Lamont. He is? Good. He's with your father, and he's all right.
Okay, give me the phone. Hello, Smitty? Where are you? Jail? Okay, what's the matter now, Sanford?
I just can't kick these bars. I feel closed in. I got bar phobia.
Wait a minute. Just cool it, huh?
I would be upset if I had something to eat.
Well, I'm hungry too, but I gotta make my rounds.
Well, can you get me a fat burger?
Not hardly.
Well, look in death row. Maybe they left something.
Sanford, you're just gonna have to wait.
You can't treat me like this. This is cruel and inhuman punishment.
Shut up!
Huh?
I said shut up, and I mean shut up.
But I can live with it.
Guess you ain't got much choice.
Hey, Pop, what it is? What are you here for?
I'm a political prisoner. See, I was leading a peaceful protest when I had a run-in with the police. And then they ran me in here.
Yeah? This your first time?
Yeah, I ain't never been to Big House before. How about you?
Oh, man, this is my second home.
Well, what are you in for?
I lifted something heavy.
That why you walk funny?
No, I mean some expensive stuff, you know, that didn't exactly belong to me.
Oh, you in robbery.
Robbery, burglary, extortion.
Sort of a jack of all trades.
Kidnapping, arson.
Let me out of here! Oh, let me out of here! Please!
Hey, Lamont, hey, what's happening, Jacob?
You all right, Pop?
I will be soon as you get me out of here.
Well, don't worry about a thing. I arranged your bail.
Okay, come on out of here, Sanford.
What kind of guard are you? I mean, putting a good citizen like me in the same cell with a human, a crime wave.
Good
good thing that you got here when you did, because 5 minutes more, and I'd have been in bad trouble.
Why?
I was just about to tear this guy apart. Yo, hey, wait a minute. I'm gonna be glad I'm locked out here. I tell you, son, it was the worst experience of my life. Horrible conditions, mean prisoners, sadistic guards. I don't know how I survived it.
Maybe because you were only there 20 minutes.
Well, it seemed like 20 years.
Well, you know, I want to ask you a question, Pop. How come you were the only Gray Fox arrested?
Well, you see, son, we were picketing peacefully. Then all of a sudden, we were surrounded by police. Uh-huh. Must have been over 100 of them. See, Honest Al called them. Well, naturally, they came after me first because that's good military strategy. Always get the generalissimo.
I heard that.
Yeah, and this policeman asked me to move, and we exchanged a few words. Unfortunately, he didn't like none of mine. So then my picket sign slipped, and I accidentally hit the officer.
You can't accidentally hit somebody on the top of the head?
Well, you can if you're standing on a truck.
Well, anyway, I'm proud of you, Pop, because you stood up for what you thought was right.
Thanks a lot, son. See, I believe in the American way. I mean, fight for what you believe in and what's good. See, that's the way Muhammad Ali is. You never fight for under $10 million.
I get it.
And I'm ready to fight right now.
Please, Mr. Sanford, I came over here to apologize. We had to call the police for business reasons.
What kind of business reason?
If we had let those pickets stay, we wouldn't have any business.
And if you'd let me buy on time, you wouldn't have no pickets.
Do you plan any more picketing?
We will picket until we get what we want.
Look, Mr. Sanford, perhaps we can work it out.
Work what out?
I smell something rotten.
You started this action because you wanted a stereo, Mr. Sanford. I think that can be arranged.
You mean you're gonna change your policy?
No, but if you call off your pickets, we'll give you a stereo free.
Hey, my father wouldn't sell out the Gray Foxes for a mere stereo.
Yeah, you're right, son. However, if you throw in a free record collection.
But
anything you want.
You got any Isaac Hayes and Leslie Uggams?
We certainly do.
What about ethics and morality?
Yeah, throw them in too with Earth, Wind, and
Mr. Sanford, you wash our back and we'll wash yours.
You gonna wash my back?
You call off your pickets? And you'll get your new stereo and record collection.
Hey, Pop, it's wrong, man.
No, it's not, son.
Now, if you just sign right here.
I thought the stereo was for free.
It is. Signing is just a mere formality.
Well, I don't know where to begin.
Then don't.
I mean, this looks like an encyclopedia.
Sign there, and the stereo is yours.
Yeah, and your life is theirs.
He said it was for free, Lamont.
Look right here, Mr. Sanford. It reads as clear as day.
Pop, before you sign that, I mean, this is a very important decision. You should think about it.
Okay. There you go.
Pop, you're selling out the Gray Foxes for a stereo. I can't believe that.
Don't forget the albums.
Oh, you can stop by and pick them up anytime you like.
I would rather have it delivered.
All right. Just put your name and address on this form for our shipping department. I assume you'll be talking to the Gray Foxes.
Consider them already talked to. Allow me to show you out.
Hey, Pop, how could you do it, man? How could you do it after you told me how you believed in the American way? What are you going to tell the Gray Foxes?
I'll think of something.
Yeah, well, you better, because they believe in action against their enemies, and I have a feeling you just became one.
Don't worry, Lamont. Kunta can handle his troops.
Oh.
Power to the foxes! Power to the foxes! Power to the foxes!
You hear that? They are depicting us, Pop. We're gonna lose our business. I told you it was gonna happen.
We did it!
What did you do?
We forced Honest Al to change his policy.
How?
Well, when we got to our offices this morning, we found one of Honest Al's stereos.
How'd it get there?
As if you didn't know.
Wait a minute, I don't understand.
When your father called me last night to call off the picking, and I couldn't understand why. Then when we found that stereo, I knew.
That's the stereo that... Hey, Pop, you just went along with this whole thing so you could give the stereo to the Gray Foxes.
Yeah, I figured as long as Al was giving it away, I mean, we might as well give it to the people who deserve it. I fill out the address on delivery form.
But how did you get Al to change?
Well, when we found out how good it sounded, we went down to Honest Al's and we demanded that he let us buy it on time.
And when he saw how many of us want to buy, he changed the policy.
I'm proud of you, Pop.
Hey, you ought to be, Lamont. We are.
I sure am. Oh, Freddie, you're so wonderful, so easygoing. Want to fool around?
Are you crazy?
No, I mean it. You're so soft, so warm, so soothing. I need you.
You don't need me. You need a sitz band.
Well, we don't have to get married. We would just live together.
I think it's a great idea, Pop.
Oh, don't do that, son. No, no. I can't live in sin.
Well, come on, ladies. We got work to do.
Don't do that. I don't like this.
Power to the foxes! Power to the foxes!
You know, Pop, I'm ashamed of myself for thinking the worst of you.
That's all right, Lamont. I couldn't tell you what was on my mind because I wanted it to be a surprise. I'd never sell out the Foxes.
Well, you know, I guess we both learned a lesson. If you're willing to fight for something you believe in, you can make things happen.
You're right, son. We really showed them.
Except for one thing. We still don't have a stereo. You threw away the old one and gave away the new one. If you want to listen to music, I'm afraid you're going to have to go to Aunt Esther's house.
No, son. We have different tastes in music.
What do you mean?
I respond to easy listening, and Esther only responds to the mating call of the moose.